Hey everybody, this is the Drive On Podcast, where we talk about issues affecting veterans after they get out of the military. I'm your host, Scott DeLuzio, and now, let's get on with the show. When you get back from deployment, a lot of times you're thrown back into a civilian population that seems foreign or unrecognizable to the population that you left a few months earlier or a year earlier. The civilians can seem pretty silly and petty. A lot of times you might hear about people who are standing in line in a restaurant or a coffee shop or something, and they overhear someone complaining that their latte wasn't just the way they ordered it. And these soldiers, these vets, they think to themselves, who cares? I just came back from a place where the kids are drinking water from a polluted river, and you have the audacity to complain about a latte. Or if someone complains that it's too hot outside, and that inner voice starts screaming, I just came from a 120-degree desert where air conditioning is virtually non-existent. How could you complain about this heat when you are just going to step inside your nice air-conditioned house or your air-conditioned car or the air-conditioned store that you're going to go shop in? It gets you all fired up inside sometimes, doesn't it? Gets you fired up when someone gets ticked off about their burger order not being cooked the way they wanted it, and that inner voice starts screaming again. You're lucky you have that food to eat. But let's stop for a minute and let's think about all of this, what all of this is really saying. Let's kind of reframe our mind here. If these people have the ability to complain about these petty, inconsequential things, they probably have nothing worse to complain about. Now let's rewind time about 18 years or so. Let's go back 18 years. Let's go back to the early morning of September 11th, 2001. That morning, people got up to catch their flights the way that they would have done any other day prior to that. They might have kissed their spouse or their kids goodbye, and in doing so, they did it for the last time. Unknown to them, just a few short hours after, those planes that they were rushing to were being used as missiles to destroy buildings with an intention of destroying the very fabric of our country. And then for weeks and months and years afterwards, Americans feared another 9/11 type of attack. When we complained about something back then, it was because we were afraid. We were afraid that our loved ones would be on the next plane that came crashing down into a building. We didn't complain much about our coffee orders. Those things just didn't seem all that important to us. But the fact that people do complain about their coffee orders, or about how their burger is cooked, or that it's too hot or too cold outside, means that you and I, the soldiers who went overseas to do a job, did a job well done. We should be patting ourselves on the back when we hear things like that, instead of getting all fired up and angry at people for complaining about these petty, inconsequential things. You did a job well done. You volunteered to join the military when others wouldn't. You deployed to places that many Americans can't even point out on a map. You took the fight to the enemy. You took it to the enemy's backyard and held them there for years. We're coming up on almost two decades now of fighting after 9/11. We've done a pretty good job at keeping the fight off of American soil. There are kids who grew up, graduated high school, and are now or soon will be eligible to join the military, all without ever seeing a single act of terrorism on American soil as extreme as what 9/11 was. We all know that there will always be evil in this world, but we've done our part to keep that evil away from the ones that we love the most. We've done our part to keep that evil away from the country that we love. So, good job, soldier. You've accomplished your mission. You've kept the enemy at bay, and now an entire generation has grown up with the ability to complain about all those petty things, without even giving it a second thought. A lot of times, we do that. We look at other people, and we complain about how other people are acting, and we sometimes need to reframe our mind, so that way, we can look at what they're talking about and not be so upset about how their pettiness gets to us. On the other hand, we might also have our own struggles that we're dealing with, our own jobs or education or careers that we might be dealing with. When we get into the civilian workforce, or if you go to college, you might feel like the work that you're doing or the subjects that you're studying will never add up in the importance to the work that you did in the military, especially if you deployed overseas. Now, you can get over this feeling by looking at the bigger picture and by focusing on the job that you're doing while compartmentalizing the petty and mundane aspects of civilian life. For example, let's say you're a truck driver. You get out of the military, now you're driving trucks across the country, hauling whatever freight, driving long hours on that open road. Driving across the country will likely seem pretty boring, not really worth the time. The gravity of fighting a war certainly won't compare to the mundane aspects of driving a truck. But what do you have in the back of that truck? What kind of cargo are you bringing across the country? Are you delivering medical supplies to a hospital? Are you delivering food to a community that needs it? Are you bringing water and other supplies to an area that was just ravaged by hurricanes or other natural disasters? If you think about it that way, it seems a little bit more important, doesn't it? So the work that you do does make a difference. It may require a bit more creative thinking on your part to see how that work that you're doing or the classes that you're studying fit into the bigger picture. When I was in college, I struggled with this a lot. I had gotten an accounting degree in college, and I still had to take classes like psychology and philosophy. And to me, it just did not make a lot of sense. But in taking these classes, the psychology classes and other classes like that, in taking those classes, it made me to be a more well-rounded person, made me able to communicate to other people in a more effective manner. It made it easier for me to do the job that I needed to do. On the other side, I wasn't better able to balance somebody's books by taking a psychology class. But I was able to have those conversations with clients and other people about different aspects of life that built relationships. And that allowed me to do the job that I was tasked to do, allowing me to do it much easier than had I not taken those classes. You might want a construction job, for example, and you might think that filling potholes is one of the most mind-numbing, mundane jobs that you could possibly have landed in. But instead of looking at it that way, look at it like the work that you are doing can be used to save lives. A driver at some point in the future, maybe 10 minutes from now, an hour from now, a week or a month or a year from now, might be driving on that same highway that you're repairing. And they might swerve to avoid the pothole that you just filled. Had you not filled it, I should say. And then by swerving, they might cause an accident, a crash with another car. Maybe they kill a child or the driver of the other car, or they might swerve right off the road and land in a lake. Maybe they're unable to get out or unable to swim to safety because maybe their legs get pinned underneath the dashboard. So while filling a pothole doesn't seem like the most exciting or rewarding job in the world, it might be a very thankless job too. Nobody stops the guys in the orange vests as they're walking down the road saying, "Hey, thanks for fixing up that road. Thanks for filling that pothole for us." No, I mean, instead, they get the exact opposite, actually. They get, "Why is this construction job taking so long? Why is this project going over budget? Why is this project slowing me down on my way to work?" Brings us back to that pettiness that we're talking about before. I file that right in the same category as a person getting their coffee order wrong. It's not important that it takes you an extra 5 minutes to get to work today. It isn't important in the grand scheme of things. What is important is that this road is now safer to drive on. An ambulance might be driving down this road with a patient in critical condition, where every bump every movement puts a patient in extreme pain. And you've just smoothed out that road, and that patient didn't even realize that the ambulance just drove over what used to be a pothole. That's what matters. The work that you do does matter. When I got back from Afghanistan, my civilian job at the time was in corporate finance for an insurance company. Now, I was in the National Guard, so I had a civilian job in addition to my military job. So I knew this job, and I knew it pretty well, and I had worked in it for a couple of years prior to my deployment. But in comparison to the deployment to Afghanistan, it was a complete snooze. It was boring. It was mundane. Every day I went back to work, I hated it more and more. The job just didn't seem very important to me. And so eventually I quit. And looking back on it, the job was actually pretty important, had I reframed it in my mind at that time. I worked for a life insurance company. The better that our company did, the more money our company made, the better financially we did, the more people we'd be able to be there for during some of the worst days of their lives. Think about if you just lost a loved one. Money is probably pretty much the last thing on your mind. And our company, the life insurance company, provided life insurance policies that helped families move on without worrying about finances after their loved one passed away. It may seem like work that you're doing is unimportant. Trust me, I've been there and I get it. But your work is important. And sometimes we need to remind ourselves that it isn't the long, tedious ruck march that's important. It might suck. It may be unimportant at the time, and it might suck a lot. We might get blistered feet and get sunburned, get sweat in our eyes, chafed arms and legs. We're going to be bruised and sore afterwards. And we may just want to fall out. And what difference would it make anyways? We're just marching along, aren't we? But the ruck march is preparing you for a mission. To hike into a town or village to deliver supplies to help sick or starving children. That ruck march is preparing you to have the endurance to ruck for 10 or 15 miles and fight insurgents who are hiding out in that village that you just rucked to. So it's important that we reframe our thinking to find the value in the mission that we've been handed, whether at school or civilian employment or even our jobs in the military. Sometimes it's just a change of perspective that'll give you the motivation to keep on going.
Thanks for listening to the Drive On Podcast. If you want to check out more episodes or learn more about the show, you can visit our website, driveonpodcast.com, or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Drive On Podcast.